Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The Twilight Zone. The world is in a Twilight Zone. Homo Borg Genesis. I think it was in 2005, an article by Scott Callender investigating the military programs, vaccinating the military personnel and families, and introducing through the vaccinations, into the bodies of these individuals, added DNA from many different species of creatures. And the government stated that these individuals were Homo sapien, but now also in conjunction with the altered genetic properties, they came up with a new name, which Forbes magazine and many of the mainstream media sites or these agencies have stated this was, they fact-checked the term Homo Borg Genesis, a new species, people with added DNA from different, again, creatures. Homo Borg Genesis. This is the government, this is the medical term through the United States Department of Defense. Homo Borg Genesis. So they add DNA from the flies, the green fly, monkeys, you name it. But because of our biotechnology, bioscience, these added DNA structures are generally parasites. My wife, or worms, miniature worms. My wife has a little worm farm. She harvests the waste of these little worms. So my wife has worms. And she takes these worms and she grows them and she gives them vegetables, organic vegetables, because they're organic worms. And then she uses this in her plants, the fertilizer. Well, this is natural. But you see, with bioengineering, biotech, now they have created synthetic parasites. As if regular, you know, people growing up on the farms years ago, they would have to deworm the children because they're running around barefooted, they're farming, they're out in the field, and they pick up parasites. In our modern culture, this is unheard of. Go to the third world countries, parasites in people are a catastrophe. It's just common. Little children like to eat dirt. There are people who like dirt connoisseurs. Some of these people actually go to different parts of the world to taste the dirt. I don't think that's a good idea. Synthetic parasites, though, are something completely different. And I'm going to get into a little bit of parasites. They have a frequency, energy. And there are synthetic parasites in these Homo Borg Genesis individuals, Homo sapien, and these parasites put out energy, and the purpose and the plan, future plan of the government, is to mine, like going to a gold mine and mining gold, is to mine your energy, to mine your energy in your body. I know I told you we're going into a world that is weird, strange, but real. The Twilight Zone. I have some articles, and for the sake of the program, you're going to have to bear with me because I'm going to read about synthetic parasites. You need to know what Uncle Sam and the medical profession has prepared and planned for you. Just getting to the article that I wanted to get to initially. Okay. Self-driven techno-organic emergencies. Okay, here it is. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm a mad scientist. 13. And I don't know which ones to begin with. Here, I'll begin with this one. Medical news today. Can we fight SARS-CoV-2 with SARS-CoV-2, a synthetic form of SARS? It seems this is true even for viruses. And what is true? There was a poem by Augustus De Morgan. Great fleas have little fleas upon their backs to bite them. Little fleas have lesser fleas, and so ad infinitum. It seems this is true even for viruses, the smallest of all parasites, which in turn have smaller viruses that parasitize them. Biologists at Penn State University have exploited the universal law of nature to create a parasite, SARS-CoV-2, that they believe could treat COVID-19. Coronaviruses such as SARS-CoV-2 replicate by injecting their molecular blueprint on genome, which is a single strand of RNA, into a host cell. The infected cell copies the viral genome and churns out the proteins that it encodes. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez talking to you about synthetic parasites.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off compounded. compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Synthetic parasites. They have energy. The infected cell copies viral genome, churns out proteins that it encodes, which is then used to build new virus particles. These break out of the cell, go on to infect other cells. Sometimes, however, mistakes, of course, during the copying process happen, which can result in the creation of a smaller genome that is missing some of the genes needed to make the virus proteins. There's always going to be failure. They attempt to do one thing and create something completely different. By itself, this defective genome is incapable of making new virus particles and infecting other cells. But they always put in, but if it shares a host cell with an intact version of the same viral genome, it can exploit the other genes to replicate and go on to infect other cells. Crucially, because these defective genomes are smaller, they can replicate faster, outperform the original or wild-type virus. They can also interfere with the wild cousin's replication, earning them the title defective interfering genomes. That's just what the world needs. Defective interfering genomes. Then they decided to create in these labs. This is a Bill Gates of Hell program. Synthetic SARS-CoV-2. Biologists, Penn State, synthesized a DI version. They take a defective interfering genome and they synthesize it. It's now a DI version of the SARS-CoV-2 genome that is around 90% shorter than the original. Pared down viral genome lacks the original protein-coded genes, still carries instructions for packaging itself into new virus particles. Research introduced this genome into the African green monkey, cells growing in a lab culture. They then infected the cells with the wild-type SARS-CoV-2. The results suggest the DI genome not only replicates 3.3 times faster as a SARS-CoV-2, but also disrupts its replication. I'm getting to the point. You got to hang with me. I've got to lay this groundwork down. So you see what they do. This reduced the viral load of infected cells around half within 24 hours compared with the controlled cell cultures. In our experiments, we show that the wild-type SARS-CoV-2 virus actually enables the replication and spread of our synthetic virus. Remember, parasites. Are synthetic parasites, thereby effectively promoting its own decline. Wrong. A version of this synthetic construct could be used as a self-promoting antiviral therapy for COVID-19. he added. The research appears in the journal Nanoparticle Delivery System. Now, here's where we go into nanoparticles. You have to have a delivery system. It used to be that the virus was the delivery system. In AIDS, the delivery system in AIDS patients was the virus. But now, the delivery system for the parasite or virus is nanoparticles. A nanoparticle delivery system. The authors claim that by enabling the replication of the synthetic genome, SARS-CoV-2, this would promote its own demise. Wrong. They are incorrect. These strains morph, they mutate, and protect themselves from getting the flu. Now, again, this was out of medicalnewstoday.com, July 12, 2021, James Kingsland. Now let's go to sonicanlab.com. I'll use the word Morgellons. Okay. Self-driven techno-organic emergences. Commissioned work for ARTO21, Contemporary Arts Fair and Media Architecture. General AI Animation 3D Design Resin Printing, 2022. Practices of biological sciences have demonstrated that the creation of synthetic life can be made within a laboratory. In 2010, a research team led by Craig Venter created the first self-replicating synthetic bacterial cell. The Mycoplasma Mycoides JCV1-SYN.1-0 was chemically synthesized and was successfully transplanted into a recipient cell that produced a self-replicating cell controlled by a synthetic genome. You've heard the term transhumanism, life after Homo sapien, or Homo sapien in addition with Homo Borg Genesis. This is the direction that the bioscience world is going. Pardon me. Okay. Continuing, a wide range of particles within this discipline has demonstrated the development of artificial organic systems for environmental remediation, the manipulation and modification of genome sequencing, or the integration of engineering and nanotechnology with a biological matter. Pavel Godovestev also suggests methods of moving the Internet of Things close to synthetic biotechnology. What does this mean? This means that every person will be a hotspot, a Bluetooth hotspot. Okay, now that I got your attention, utilizing cells as objects to process via genetic logic circuitry and hence advance sensor networking. Applications of this Internet of Nano Things are being investigated in healthcare, agriculture, as well as intelligent infrastructure for architecture. Got a phone in here. Architecture and agriculture. I'm sorry. healthcare, agriculture, as well as intelligent infrastructure for architecture and the city. This work builds on practices cultivated in scientific paradigms and expands its speculation on the creation of synthetic matter that is uninterruptedly connected and controlled by artificial intelligence. Under this supposition, a question is formed. The question: what happens to our surrounding architectures when machines with autonomous agency begin to control the physical properties of computationally enhanced synthetic matter? In other words, what happens when you become a battery, a copper top, and that your energy can actually be tied into a Bluetooth network around you, and your energy can be harvested? Just micro electricity or small amounts of electricity, because that's what we are. Energy, electricity. And you can be, your energy can be harvested. And you can even sell it if you want and put it into a cryptocurrency account. So you're always, through your body, small amounts of electricity going into a crypto account offshore, FTX. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? No, this is the world we are in. And what happens? Okay, again, going back to what happens if this enhanced synthetic matter. Now, here we go. They use the word parasites. Are organisms that live on or inside the body of a host, with their main aim being to derive their substance from it. Unlike predators, which kill and consume their prey, parasites typically do not instigate the death of their host, but may cause harm or discomfort, or in some cases, build a symbiotic, mutualistic relationship. Parasites can be found in many different forms, including bacteria, viruses, fungi, protozoa, and worms. They can infect a wide range of hosts, including plants, animals, even other parasites. Some parasites are transmitted directly from one host to another, while others are transmitted through the intermediate hosts or vectors, such as mosquitoes or ticks. Parasites that a person exhales and another person inhales. You are around somebody that's sick, you catch what they have via the virus, which is a parasite. You've heard the term I'm a mad scientist here. I've got so many things, I can't even think of what I'm shedding. Shedding. It's been poo-pooed. They have refused to accept the idea that people that have received vaccinations can shed parasites. Simply. Morgellons. What is Morgellons disease? Synthetic worms, strands, living with a form of consciousness. People with these Morgellons strands in their arms, whenever a doctor would try to remove one of these very thin hair-like strands out of the arm, these things would withdraw and go back into the body. Man-made, 25 years ago. Still, people refuse to believe there is a possibility that we could create synthetic conscious creatures that actually think and can be controlled through nanoparticles, which can be controlled through Wi-Fi or through Bluetooth, 5G, 4G, 10G. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
The Tree Farms Memorial Day Sale, now through Memorial Day. Get 25 to 30% off all sizes of shade trees, flowering trees, and fruit trees, including aspen, apple, cherry, maple, oak, and more. Three-year-old, six-foot-tall spring snow, fruitless crabapple trees, only $139.99 each. Now through Memorial Day at the Tree Farm. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. Please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
I'll finish with this one article. SonicandLab.com, self-driven techno-organic emergences. So these parasites have been found in mosquitoes, ticks. In this instance, parasitic organisms have been created and generated with artificial means. A machine learning model was trained using data collection from a real parasite organism and their properties. This resulted in a series of diagrams and 2D forms that were analyzed by both the human creator and the machine. The analysis assisted the design of three-dimensional models that integrated the conceptual synthetic properties and emerge as a physical object in real space. These synthetic parasites have been 3D printed using specialized resin material. Now, in people that have received the jabs, there are synthetic parasites. Another article, this is out of National Library of Medicine. I'm going to the PubMed. These type of publications, they are publications for the medical field, so that you will understand that I'm not pulling this off of some, you know, the Sun magazine or one of the dailies. Synthetic parasites, a successful mucosal nanoparticle vaccine against toxoplasma congenital infections in mice. They start with mice and rats and rabbits and monkeys, but their objective is humans, always humans. They test for the sake of using humans eventually as test subjects and to use these different development or what they develop for people on people. A development of protein vaccine to prevent congenital infection is a major public health priority. Everybody gets on that wagon. Health, public health, priority. Mucosal synthetic pathogen inducing protective immune response against congenital toxoplasmosis. Mice were immunized and establishing pregnancy, and the results were the pups born to vaccinated infected dams, significantly fewer brain cysts to intraocular inflammation and normal growth. Conclusion, vaccine conferred high protection against congenital toxoplasmosis. Keywords, well, anyhow. Now, on Saturday, tomorrow, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and Sunday at 11 p.m., synthetic parasites equals energy harvesting from Homo Borgensis and Homo sapien bodies to mine your energy. I'll tease you with that. Tomorrow at 5 and 9 p.m., Sunday at 11 p.m. So what is it with synthetic parasites? If you don't understand what a parasite is, if you don't realize that every creature has parasites, and people can have parasites. Parasites are one of the main reasons people have cancer. Cancer, equally, when you see the word cancer, you think parasites. There's another disease called I'm telling you, I have so many things I want to cover. It's where you I'll think of it. Give me a second. But parasites in this one disease have been found to be in the brain. And the parasites interfere with your synapse and the neurons and what happens in your brain. And I must be having one of those moments where I can't think of this disease. Where you just begin to lose strength, coordination, you can't walk, eventually you're in a wheelchair, and you have no strength, you become immobilized, What is that disease? Due to parasites. And research by the medical profession in the last 100-plus years, they realized that you can take parasites and they can be used for warfare, biological warfare. Bill Gates stated years ago that, concerning reincarnation, if he were to die, he would want to come back as a virus because he would be able to kill more people through a virus than through war, through famine, through any other means. Well, this individual with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been very busy for the last 20, 25 years. Once he began to remove himself from the Microsoft world, he moved into healthcare, into biological warfare. This is the truth. You can look it up. He partnered with pharmaceutical companies, with foundations such as the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rockefeller Medical Foundation, and their research has been centered on around parasites or viruses. And this is the direction they have taken. They will continue to take this direction. Initially, it was with just naturally how you can take viruses and mutate them into other smaller viruses and then eventually begin to introduce these viruses into the DNA of people. I'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for the podcasts.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Need pain relief? Greska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
definitely a twilight zone. Definitely. Now, there's a patent, and the patent number is, I have it right here. My gosh, where did it go? Here we are. Have to highlight things. Now, where we're headed is into the Matrix, just like the Matrix movie with the copper top people being used as batteries. And people think this is fiction. It is not fiction. This is absolutely true. It's documented. DARPA, Defense Department. There is a patent patented by Bill Gates. It is patent 20200606. And it basically states that we're going to turn people into cross-computing nodes. Bluetooth. You have enough metal in you to become a receiver and a transmitter. Cross-computing nodes. Batteries and a power source. This is patent 20200606, and it's called the Wireless Body Area Network. You have a router in your home, and that router is an area network, but you are a wireless body area network. You can be used as Bluetooth. Remember, when people were receiving the vaccinations, people that died, there were people that would go to the cemeteries, and they would find they would have the equipment, basically their cell phone, and they could see what networks were in the area. Well, they would find that the people in the grave were putting out and emitting a Bluetooth signal, though they were dead. This is documented. This is proof documented. A wireless body area network. Then there's also what they call land area networks. Like here from the station, we have 6 or 7 networks out within a mile, square mile radius, or 10 mile radius. So you're going to be used to bounce a Bluetooth signal off of. Now, I'm going to tell you something in the Bible, because you think this is crazy. It's in the scriptures. It's in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, Chapter 13 is the most sophisticated, concerning modern technology, is the most sophisticated chapter in the Bible concerning technology. It talks about the most sophisticated technology ever invented in mankind's history. In mankind's history. And people don't believe it. What do you think the Mark of the Beast system is all about? If you want to know today's, if you want to know what's happening in the world today, people that know God, people that don't know God, people that believe in God, the devil worshipers of the world, this federal government, the Pentagon, the Defense Department, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, the leaders of this country, they all believe what is written in the book of Revelation because they're in it. The world, we are in the last decade. We're in the last decade, and the technology is so sophisticated in the last decade that Christ said if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. Because with this type of technology, you cannot hide. You will not be able to hide anywhere. You can't hide in the ground. Because you are giving off a Bluetooth signal. You can't hide. This is the technology in Revelation chapter 13. There's another chapter in the Old Testament. I'm running short of time. I can't present it to you in a proper way. In the world of warfare, in war, the soldiers are going to communicate in some fashion, and they're going to have an ability where they don't have to, they won't have to have a command center. They will know what to do instinctively. This is the coming army of Antichrist. Antichrist armies of the future. They're already developing this type of technology in China, and I know it's being developed in this country. Why don't they need a commander? Because they are somehow in the ether, in the Ethernet, they're communicating, and excuse me, they're not going to be stopped. I'll be right back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being,
Okay, so then we have the World Health Organization and their plan to pass the pandemic treaty. Pandemics, viruses, parasites, synthetic parasites. Everything is boiled down to that. In the book of Revelation chapter 6, you hear, read about disease, pestilence, sickness. This is in Revelation, it is talking about man-made parasites that were not created in the Garden of Eden. Creatures that were not created in the Garden of Eden. We have that technology. It's in Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 6 talks about technology that brings in sickness to the world that the world has never experienced through bioscience, bioresearch, biological weaponry, man-made, not God-made. That's in Revelation chapter 6. It doesn't talk about only war, but in the war, it does talk about AI-directed soldiers and weaponry like the world has never seen. But with the black horse, this black horse, the sicknesses that would come upon the earth result in death. And it says that when Christ returns in the final decade especially, probably close to half of the people living in one decade will perish. This is not comprehensible, but it's biblical. You know, there was a movie out years ago, The Killing Fields, what happened in Cambodia. Well, God wanted the world to know that man is so evil, mankind can be so evil, that he will make the whole world a killing field. This is where we are in time. Hard to believe, but you can see we have the science, the technology to do it. We're in a panoptic world. We are in a scientific dictatorship, and we have to prepare for it just practically. But for today, I'll visit next week. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program. I'll visit next week, podcast 1360khnc.com. Have a good weekend.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.